This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden will speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday, according to the White House, as Washington continues to work with allies on a common response to Russia's military buildup on the Ukraine border. National Security Council spokesperson Emily Horn said in a statement that Biden and Putin will discuss a range of topics, including upcoming diplomatic engagements. She said Biden had spoken with leaders across Europe about the situation on the Ukraine border. Biden administration officials have been in touch with NATO, the European Union, and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Moscow has alarmed the West by massing tens of thousands of troops near Ukraine in the past 2 months, following its seizure of Ukraine's Crimea Peninsula in 2014 and its backing of separatists fighting Kiev troops in eastern Ukraine. Hong Kong pro-democracy media outlet Stand News shut down on Wednesday. The closure came after police raided its office, froze its assets, and arrested senior staff on suspected seditious publication offenses in the latest crackdown on the city's media. The raid raises more concerns about press freedom in the former British colony, which returned to Chinese rule in 1997, with the promise that its freedoms, including a free press, would be protected. The police action prompted censure by Germany and the UN Human Rights Office, who said it was alarmed at the extremely rapid closing of the civic space and outlets for Hong Kong's civil society to speak and express themselves freely. Stand News was the most prominent remaining pro-democracy publication in Hong Kong. A similar publication, The Apple Daily, was shuttered earlier this year. This is VOA News. Niger has ordered the expulsion of 8 Rwandans linked to the East African country's 1994 genocide for diplomatic reasons, just a month after they were welcomed in the capital, Niamey. A previous report on the expulsions by the Jeune Afrique news magazine said that Niger's government reversed its decision after Rwanda expressed its displeasure about their arrival in the capital. Of the 8 people listed, 4 were convicted of crimes during the genocide by the UN International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda. All 4 of those have served their sentences. The other 4 people were acquitted. The French news agency says Niger's interior minister confirmed the authenticity of the expulsion order. An Israeli was wounded in a shooting attack on the Gaza border on Wednesday, the military said, after a rare visit to Israel by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas drew condemnation from the enclave's Hamas rulers. The Israeli military said it responded to the shooting with tank fire, targeting Hamas posts in the northern Gaza Strip. Gaza health officials said 3 Palestinian farmers were wounded. Israel's defense minister Benny Gantz hosted Abbas in his home late on Tuesday. It was the Palestinian leader's first such visit to Israel in more than a decade. Following their talks, the Israeli defense ministry announced a series of what it described as confidence-building measures that would ease the entry of hundreds of Palestinian business people into Israel. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the shooting attack from Gaza, which the Israeli military said slightly wounded the civilian. The border has been largely quiet since an 11-day war between Israel and Gaza militants in May. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Wednesday announced the appointment of Rina Amiri as special envoy for Afghan women, girls, and human rights. Amiri is an Afghan-born scholar who served in the State Department under former President Barack Obama. She has spent 2 decades advising governments and the United Nations on issues having to do with Afghanistan. The appointment comes as women in the country are facing increasing oppression by the ruling Taliban following the U.S. withdrawal from the country in August. Earlier this week, the Taliban announced that women would no longer be able to travel long distances from home without a male escort. Women have already faced severe restrictions on education and work. And the United States recorded more than 512,000 daily new coronavirus cases Tuesday, the single highest one-day number of cases recorded since the beginning of the pandemic. And the data came from the Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.